This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Due to shrinking and disappearing sea ice caused by climate change, tens of thousands of Pacific walrus have hauled out far from their feeding grounds on shore near Point Lay, a village 700 miles northwest of Anchorage. During a press teleconference Wednesday, biologist Joel Garlick Miller with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said the haul out of 35,000 walrus this time of year in that location is a recent change.
Up until 2007, that we did not see the regular occurrence of coastal haulout sites along the Alaska coastline in September. And this is we've confirmed this with elders in the communities. This new pattern of summer haulout use is a relatively new phenomenon in our lifetime.
In times past, walrus ordinarily now would be scooping up clams, worms, and snails in shallow waters farther north in the Chukchi Sea in an area called Hannah Shoal. Because of the lack of sea ice, they've moved to shores in northwest Alaska and Russia. Research ecologist Chad Jay heads the U.S. Geological Survey's Walrus Research Program, which is tracking radio-tagged walrus. He says most of the walrus at Point Lay are feeding in waters some 15 to 20 miles away, waters that aren't as productive as Hannah Shoal.
We had one animal that spent 2 weeks actually traveling when it went up to that 150 miles up to the Hannah Shoal area and back again. That was the extreme case. There were other animals that were a little less than that.
Jay says when sea ice is present, the walrus might feed for a day or so, then rest on the ice for half a day. The longer commute to reach food has changed their schedule.
The cost to that is that they're now then spend much less time, maybe only 10% of their time resting on shore when they do that versus resting upwards of maybe 50% of their time when they're able to use sea ice for feeding.
Biologists are monitoring the animals to see how the lack of rest is affecting their health. Garlick Miller says they're also asking the public to stay away from the massive haulouts.
Over the past several years, we've had reports of several thousand walruses perishing along the coastline as a result of disturbance at coastal haulout sites.
He says the walrus are easily spooked.
The stampedes are caused by a variety of things. They can be human activities, gunfire, aircraft overflights. Some of them are more natural occurrences. The haulouts draw predators such as polar bears and grizzly bears that can harass the animals as well.
Garlick Miller says some of the best and most successful conservation efforts they've observed have occurred at the local level.
The community of Point Lay in particular has shown a great stewardship ethic at the haulout.
He says villagers are educating and monitoring pilots and visitors to make sure they don't disturb the animals.
They work with their tribal members to not to motor by the haulout with boats. They've changed their hunting patterns. Although they are subsistence hunting community and legally entitled to hunt walruses, they've refrained from hunting at these large haulouts where disturbance events can lead to lots of unnecessary mortalities.
The native village of Point Lay is declining interviews, hoping to dampen some of the interest they fear will draw tourists to the area. Thursday, their tribal administrator was assisting biologists examining walrus carcasses, which will reveal body weight and other health indicators. This Sunday, October 5th, is the last day to register to vote in the upcoming general election. Election officials say people can fill out an application on the Alaska Division of Elections website, at city offices, a local library or post office, or fax or mail it with a postmark of October 5th or earlier. The general election is scheduled for November 4th. As people start to spend their permanent fund dividends, the Anchorage Police Department is reminding people to take steps to prevent thefts from vehicles, which were up 30% last year in Anchorage. Tips are to remove or conceal anything of value from your vehicle, hide electronic cords that could indicate valuable devices in the car, and lock vehicle doors. APD says thefts are occurring everywhere, so take precautions even if you think you have parked in a safe place. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.